You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
Hello?
Hello, is that Trevor?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry about all this confusion. Just sitting around, really. I was on the sofa for most of the day, and I've just got my underpants on. I don't put full clothes on unless I'm going out. I just wander in my underpants most of the time.
Okay, well, brilliant. I think there's not a better way to start the interview than that. Can we just carry on? I'm actually recording.
Yeah, carry on. Grill me if you like.
Okay. Right, well, Trevor, you are part of the comedy show, which is going on this Sunday, which is the 2nd of December. Have you been to Phuket before, mate?
No, I haven't. I'm fairly wary of Phuket because I know there's lots of temptations there.
Well, that's it. Apparently, yeah, the pad thai is to die for.
Oh, yeah, the pad thai. That's exactly what I was thinking of, yeah.
That's obviously what you're talking about, Trevor. But, yeah, it's a lovely place that you're going to be playing. Tell us a little bit of your background, how you got into comedy, what you do.
Okay. Please. Well, I got into comedy many years ago. I used to be a short story writer. And I used to write humorous short stories, and I would read them publicly at, you know, writing seminars and coffee shops, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, brilliant. Very cool.
Yeah, as people like my short stories, I used to kill with my short stories, actually. And then there was a talent show in Canberra, where I was living at the time, and they were looking for anyone who could do anything, really, whether it was a comedy and singing or whatever. So I rocked up.
Just get up and entertain sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, the competition was very, very poor. I won it, but the competition was abysmal, right? So anyone could have won it.
I love it. So an accolade, but then you sort of bring it down to reality as well, that everyone else was rubbish. So it was good to win, but you didn't have to be that good as well.
Yeah, no. I don't know what I would do. I'm just reading bits of my short stories, really. But I did like being on stage. That was my first time on stage properly. And I said, well, this is quite a lot of fun. And then when I went to Sydney, I was forced to go by my wife, ex-wife now, thank Christ. And she forced me to go to Sydney and to get work. So I was got a job in Sydney as a council worker, and then I saw another advertisement at the Comedy Store in Sydney for comics to, you know, try out stuff and beginners, basically. So I rocked up there with my 4 minutes of material. I did fairly well, and I really liked doing it. And then before I knew it, I'd had 9 minutes of material, and then they said, we'll give you some money to do this because you're fairly good at it. So I thought, okay, so... That kicked my career off, and then I did quite a bit of television in Australia in the 90s, a long time ago. But nevertheless, I did it quite successfully, and then I hit sort of a ceiling here where I couldn't really do much more than I'd already done. So I ventured overseas. I went to the Edinburgh Festival and went quite well there, and then I came back to do a TV show called Live at Jongleurs, which I think is still on the internet or somewhere. It's dog-eared now. It's very, very old. But I did that very well. And then I was in England doing that. People liked me. I got an agent. And then I moved over to England, met a woman. The usual thing, isn't it? Meet a woman, they change your life, for better or worse.
Like magnets to places. You just kind of get attracted, and then that's it, you're stuck.
That's right. So she had a house, actually. She which helped my attraction for her, actually. I thought, well, I've got a place to live at least. So I moved in with her. She didn't know I was going to. She invited me to move in for the weekend, but I thought she meant like just move in. And I've been there like 20 years.
Well, I thought you were going to say she didn't even know I've moved in. It was like you kind of got away with it. It's like, are you still here, Trevor? And you're like, yeah, still here.
I had to pay for it. I had to come out with a daily quota of laughs. That was my rent.
Oh, that's the best rent. That's the best payment ever for staying with anyone. Now, I'll just rewind a little bit quickly, Trevor. It's nice to hear that you've got a good career of like moving about as well. Obviously, high accolade. You must be super proud that you won the Sydney Comic of the Year award as well.
I won. It's actually Australian Comic of the Year.
Oh, Australian. Like, wow, bigger than just Sydney then, yeah?
Bigger, yeah. I got $200 for that, and I spent that on very decadent things, I must admit.
My first
major win of a competition. Yep.
That's fantastic. Well done for that. Now, you talked a little bit before as well about when you sort of went from between the short stories into actually turning them into funny bits and comedy and stuff. Now, you said about that you were working as a council worker. A lot of comedians have said in the past that they drew from real experiences. Is that what you did a little bit?
Yeah, I draw on observations. I'm very verbal. I don't I don't move around. I don't do funny voices or facial expressions. I do a fairly dry, quite cerebral, actually. I'm reasonably clever, I think. And I basically observe what's going on around me, and then I exaggerate it to make it funny, and sometimes I go quite surreal on something that's quite sort of normal everyday thing, really. But and I've got the ability to, I've learned it, but to write a proper joke, I've learned how to write jokes, and so that's what I do. I take reality, I exaggerate it quite a bit, and I'm very good at writing punchlines, so there's a lot of punchlines. And that's my style, basically. Dry, I've been called a wry comedian. So I'm dry, wry, quite cynical, pretty dark, quietly spoken, and I think quite a clever chap. There we go.
So this is what people can expect. Fantastic, Trevor. That's really cool. I like that. I was going to say when you said that, like you said wry, so you had the book, The Catcher in the Rye. You could say a catchphrase in the rye, maybe, a book in the future. Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay. You mean Catcher in the Rye, Catchphrase in the Rye.
Catchphrase, a bit more of a comedy version of that classic book that led to some darkness
in
America.
I suppose I've had this sense of humour since I was a kid, but having to do it professionally, you have to channel it correctly in order to get paid. You can't go up and just talk about yourself. You have to know how to structure things, how to structure a joke. And obviously, you want to... write punchlines that catch people by surprise because they're the funniest. So I sort of tend to excel at punchlines that take people by surprise. That's the way I get my laughs. Everyone's different, though.
Well, we're loving it here on the island of Phuket, where you're going to be coming and visiting again on Sunday, the 2nd of December. And this is at the Marriott Resort, Phuket Merlin Beach. Nice, magical name of a beach as well. This is going to be great because the show's been building for the Stand Up Asia circuit. So we're looking forward to it. We've really been blown away by some of the people who've been coming to the island. And you're in the next of that collective now. You're also going to be performing on the stage with Brian Aylward as well from Canada. Apparently, yep. He's done some really good things. He's actually taken on the winner of Canadian Comedy Awards as well. So you've got like a bit of a country sort of vibe here. You've got Australia's best, Canada's best as well. So we're going to have a great night of entertainment as well as Dustin Moore. Have you met the guys before? Have you worked with the guys before?
No, I haven't actually. I travel around quite a bit, but I tend to work with a lot of English comics, but not much in the way of Canadian comics. There's a few in England, in Australia, very few. I'm quite unsociable. I just do my gigs and then I usually go home and,
get back in your pants.
Get back to my underpants, basically, yeah.
Brilliant. Really well, Trevor, I think you're going to absolutely love it. Have you got a little bit of time either side here, or are you just literally coming in for the gig?
No, I've got 4 days, I think it is.
So, oh, brilliant.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm into training, actually. I lift weights, and I'm quite keen on the weight training, so I'll find a gym somewhere.
Well, we've got a whole street called Soi Thai Yed, which isn't too far from Patong, but I think you'll probably go there's some muscle gyms down in Patong as well. We've got a whole street there with Tiger Muay Thai and AK. There's also Unit 27. There's loads of stuff like that. So that's good. Are you seriously into the weights? Because like I'm seeing you here, and no disrespect, but you look sort of like quite svelte.
I've got small bone structure, but I'm quite muscular. I've sort of, if you see me with clothes on, I look quite small, but I'm actually quite well built.
I'm looking at the poster right now, and you look a treat, mate. You look a treat. So we're very looking forward to coming and seeing you. For anyone who hasn't got their tickets yet, I'll just let everyone know that our listeners can go to ticketflap.com/Phuket Comedy- Trevor Crook, and we'll put that information on our website. Trevor, thanks ever so much for taking a bit of time to talk to us, and we look forward to your show.
No, oh, just one more thing, Jason. Yeah. I'm actually a member, the star, actually, without being too egotistical, of an award-winning podcast that came second in the British Podcast Awards. It's called Babysitting Trevor. And as you can tell by the name, it's all about me, which is the way I like it. And I think people should listen to Babysitting Trevor because it's getting quite good reviews. So there you go.
What's that called? Babysitting Trevor?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Babysitting Trevor, there you go. So award-winning. And it's the new school now. Everyone's about the podcast. So that's pretty cool, man. You're in the future.
Yeah, that's right. There's not much money. There's no money in it, but maybe there will be in the future. But nevertheless, you've got to start somewhere. So.
Well, fantastic. Again, Trevor, thank you for taking some time and enjoy your time here on the island of Phuket.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you very much. See you later.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.